With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Lower prices, bigger paychecks, one of the themes stressed by President Trump in a huge rally last night in Northeast Pennsylvania. Suggesting that lowering prices is a work in progress, the president notes that energy prices have already been falling.
You know, our oil prices are coming down, very substantial energy prices. And honestly, with that, everything comes down because there's nothing nearly in the category of oil.
Mr. Trump says the Democrats are right when they scream that prices are too high. But the president says that's the result of disastrous Biden economic policy, and it's taking some time to undo the damage. The daughter of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on her mother's behalf. Her life threatened by the dictatorial Maduro regime, Machado has been in hiding since early January. She was unable to risk a dangerous journey to Oslo to accept the award. Australia's ban on social media for teens is now in effect.
At a news conference in Sydney, attended by parents, stakeholders and grassroots campaigners, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese speaks of his pride as a world-first social media ban for children under 16 comes into effect across the country.
This is Australia showing enough is enough.
Albanese feels sure the reform will change lives. Experts have raised concerns about the enforceability of the policy. Platforms like Facebook and TikTok face hefty fines if they don't comply. I'm Charles Deledesma.
It's called an atmospheric river, and it has swamped the Pacific Northwest with flooding rains. Portland, Eugene, and Seattle among cities where the waters have been rising, spawning flooding of record proportions. Dow futures, 40 points higher. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court revives a religious freedom case.
The justices have killed a lower court ruling against a group of Amish families who are suing the state of New York for removing a religious exemption from its vaccine mandate. The lower court has been ordered to reconsider, given last year's Supreme Court decision allowing parents in Maryland to opt their kids out of a sex ed program on religious grounds. Since seating three new justices nominated by President Trump, the high court has been very protective of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The New Orleans Archdiocese will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of survivors of clergy sexual abuse under a settlement approved by a federal judge this week. The agreement follows years of negotiations and includes policies designed to prevent abuse by Catholic priests from happening in the future. The Archdiocese filed for bankruptcy in 2020 to avoid handling each of the more than 500 abuse claims separately. This is SRN News. Another state designates two Muslim advocacy groups foreign terrorist organizations.
The executive order applies to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, known by its acronym CARE, and to the Muslim Brotherhood. It was announced Monday by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the social media site X. The order prevents state agencies from granting various benefits and contracts to the two groups and to those who have provided material support to them. Both organizations are crying foul. Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a similar move last month, applying to both organizations. Neither is designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the federal government, but a bill in Congress was introduced last summer to direct the Secretary of State to review CARE's past contacts to see if their associations and actions would meet that criteria. George Williams reporting.
Later today, the Federal Reserve issues its latest decision on interest rates, another quarter point cut widely expected. More details at SRNnews.com.